I'm here with Ronan McNeilish after a side 1 point victory over Dunloe. Local derby game, was an entertaining first half, went a bit defensive in the second half. You owned the ball, but overall fits and starts, Ronan. You there's good and bad to take out of the game, but ultimately you won the match.
Yeah, I suppose a derby game, you just want to win. But we would have ideas of trying to win games in a better fashion than that there, than what we did today. A lot of wides in both halves cost us badly. They got over, you're comfortable now, done load a few wides themselves. But no, we wouldn't be happy with the performance, but we won the game and we're playing Dunloe in Dunloe. It's never going to be easy. There's a lot of history between us and Dunloe. It goes back a long time. In my own days playing, we had a few serious battles in Championship as well. So we're happy to win the game, but we wouldn't be happy with the performance.
Yeah. 6-3 in that first half. Dunloe were playing on the front foot. It was quite, as I say, it was an entertaining match. You steadied the ship, though, and reeled off the scores to put you a point up. You must have been happy with that last 10 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, first half we were happy because we knew they would throw the kitchen sink at us in the first half, and they did that. And we took a lot of punishment there, but we came back and went in half time a point up, which was great. We were very happy with that, with the first half performance. Even though we had a bit of the wind and we were playing down the hill, but what Dunloe threw at us, we absorbed it, and we were happy enough to go in a point up. But the second half performance just wouldn't really be good enough. I suppose Dunloe got a lot of men behind the ball in the second half, and it was, we found it hard to break them down at times. But it's a tight pitch as well. Maybe on a bigger pitch you might get a bit more space, but yeah, a lot to work on.
Yeah, I spoke to Desi Gallagher. He said they didn't purposely sit. It looked like their tactic was very much go full blanket. He more put that down to your ball carrying and your ability on the ball.
Yeah, sometimes games can take on a life of their own. I suppose they were conscious of the score difference. Maybe subconsciously they were dropping back. Maybe they didn't go out to do that, because when they turned us over, and they did a lot in the second half, they went at us at pace. Luckily now we defended well, and we didn't let them inside for easy scores. Then they ended up kicking a few wides. But yeah, like even ourselves, we ended up with a lot of men back there at near the end as well. But I suppose both teams knew that it was going to be a tight finish, and Dunloe especially were happy enough to not lose by a big score. They knew we guaranteed them a place.
And Brody and McBride rattling the crossbar, either of them probably would have given you a cushion to kind of go on and really control the game. As it was always a point or 2 points meant that anything could happen at the other end of the pitch. But at the end of the day, you've seen the game out.
Yeah, two massive goal chances off the crossbar. Rorty's was a serious humdinger, and Donal's then as well was just unlucky. So, but we're in the league, towards the end of the league, we were tight games, and we came out the wrong side of all them games in the league. So we're happy at the least that we came out the right side of that at the end, even though we weren't playing at our best and it was kind of back to a point at the end. But we saw it out, and there was a period there at the end where we held the ball for a good while, because Dunloe were just sitting in and we knew there was no point running into them. So we'd be happy with parts of that, but yeah, I think we might have Dunloe again now in the preliminary. We're not 100% sure, but it's looking that way, I think.
Yeah, and you just missed out on making it into that top four run. Listen, you had a real tough season in terms of people immigrating and players away. You've steadied the ship. Are you enjoying the challenge you can endure? Are you enjoying football senior club life?
I love being on the training pitch and doing stuff with the lads, and then the game day as well is exciting and you're up for it, but it's all the stuff in between, the phone calls and organising all that, that can be a bit of a headache. That's why I prefer the coaching part of it. But no, I have to say the lads have been great, very, very easy to work with. You always hear horror stories of players being difficult to work with, and club management, it's 24/7 job and all this. But no, to be fair, I am enjoying it, and especially out in the pitch, and the lads are very good. Everything we've asked them, they've brought it, and Francie's been a great help as well. Francie's been around the block in club management and intercounty as well, so between the two of us and then the rest of the boys in the background team, we're handling it pretty well.
Yeah, so 2 weeks now, there'll be a big buzz in the parish. You've obviously won this match today, Dunloe coming around the corner. I suppose that's the things that light up the championship for you.
Yeah, so that'll be three derby matches for us in the championship this year, which is pretty amazing, really, when you think about it. But there's no need to get the boys up for derby matches of that today, and Clonmany last week was the same. So no, we'll look forward to it, and of course it'll be on a neutral venue, so we'll hope that'll help to be a bit to our advantage, and maybe we'll need to freshen things up as well in the team. Keep them guessing and keep our own boys on their toes. So we'll look forward to 2 weeks now, next weekend to be a big weekend to get work done. So looking forward to that.